Americans to spend billions on Biden's Obamacare for DACA illegal aliens. By John Binder on April 13, 2023. American taxpayers are likely to subsidize billions of dollars in Affordable Care Act benefits for illegal aliens enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program under a plan by President Joe Biden. On Thursday, President Joe Biden announced a plan to open the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, and Medicaid rolls to hundreds of thousands of DACA illegal aliens. While DACA, created by former President Obama through executive action, has helped shield close to a million illegal aliens from deportation through the years, the Migration Policy Institute states that about 600,000 are currently enrolled in the program. Previously, Center for Immigration Studies researchers estimated that the cost of opening Obamacare and Medicaid rolls to illegal aliens would cost American taxpayers about $4,600 per illegal alien. At this rate, Biden's Obamacare and Medicaid for DACA illegal aliens has the potential to cost American taxpayers roughly $2.8 billion every year. In February 2021, Breitbart News detailed the Biden administration's efforts to open federally subsidized health care benefits to illegal aliens. The initiative is considered a top priority of Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Xavier Becerra. In the Obama years, for example, Becerra was among a number of House Democrats pushing to open Obamacare to illegal aliens. As California Attorney General, Becerra watched as the state opened health care benefits to illegal aliens. Most recently, in California, Governor Gavin Newsom, D, has made the state the first and only in the nation to provide free, taxpayer-funded health care benefits to all illegal alien residents. The plan, set to start in 2024, will cost Californians about $2.4 billion annually. Already, American taxpayers are forced to subsidize at least $18.5 billion of annual medical costs for illegal aliens living in the United States, according to estimates by Chris Conover, formerly of the Center for Health Policy and Inequalities Research at Duke University. This year, the chief executive of a 406-bed hospital in Yuma, Arizona, unveiled the staggering extent to which illegal immigration translates to crowded and draining medical services that American taxpayers have to foot the bill for. Our reality is this. We have delivered over $26 million in uncompensated care to these individuals in the 12-month period of time from December 2021 to November 2022, the hospital executive told the House Judiciary Committee. That is an auditable figure. Migrant patients are receiving free care, he continued. They have no ability to pay. We have no ability to bill anyone. We don't know their final destination. We don't know anything about them. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.